the show. If you missed it, your brilliant interview, by the way, but managing director of Youth Lab. She does a lot of incredible work helping young people across the country. She was on NSFAS funding for her university education at WITS herself. And she came on the show because NSFAS has put forward a policy to change from requiring the students that they are funding to pass half of their courses and modules a year to three quarters, 75%. And what Pearl wanted to say was, NSFAS is already so difficult to be on. The funding often comes so late. They're so bad at collecting the monies at the end that it's really odd that NSFAS is making it harder to be a student in trying circumstances, because that's often NSFAS students need monetary help. It's weird that NSFAS isn't getting their house in order, particularly as Bladen Zamande has announced that he's doubled NSFAS funding for the coming year and making it harder for students. And it's a really difficult debate because NSFAS is very fairly saying, we want to give money to people who will pass. We want to fund people who will get a degree that can allow them to lead or secure jobs and careers to get a better life. But on the other hand, you know, if you're in very trying circumstances and NSFAS is making it even harder, then maybe you should have a little bit of leeway and give a little bit of grace. So that's the debate at the moment. Very, very interesting. And opinions from all sides, guys. I don't want to say that Pearl Pillay's opinion is the most representative. It represents a lot of people, but other people fundamentally disagree. Even people who've been on NSFAS, one of the millions who have.
Morning, Five and team. And Pearl. Hi, Pearl. I feel like Pearl has really sort of touched on everything in the sense that if you're asking for funding from NSFAS, you've already got a lot going on. And NSFAS does not have their house in order as a first thing. Living outside of res is a mission. Like, that is a struggle in itself, because you're still wondering about how you're going to pay your rent, how you're going to get food, etc., etc. I also feel that being in university is not just you going there and passing. There's so many things. And you have to think about it in this way. If you have to ask NSFAS for funds, right, it means you're already going through so much. We can just imagine, or we can just, you know, take it like that, that you're going through quite a bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more, actually.
Hi, Five Fam. Probably a bit controversial, but I feel like that's kind of fair, because honestly, studies are expensive and a lot of students just bum around, privileged or not. And I feel like if people are getting funded as well, if they're already in that mind frame of just bumming around, it's...
I agree with you on students bumming around, but when I was at Rhodes University, I clearly remember being in res. And frankly, half of the students in the res came from deeply privileged, generally city-bound environments where they went to excellent schools and had a lot of money. And quite frankly, they're not at university because they need a career that will fund them, you know? Like, they will be fine. And then the other half of the res, in many instances, their entire street had put their money together to send them to university, and they were the first in their street.
Wow.
The first in their town. The only in their community. And I remember the privileged kids partying and studying, but partying all the time, 4 or 5 nights a week. And I remember some of my mates in res who were there because they needed this degree and they needed this career, and they would party on the first night of semester before classes started, and on the last night after their last exam. And in the interim, they did not go out except to exercise. It was like, that's why they were there. That's all that they did. So I get you, because listen, I bummed around a lot, guys. I did that myself. It's very complicated. It's
but
very
Dan,
hard.
If this money was coming from your personal account,
for sure,
wouldn't you want that students that you're funding to at least pass 75% of their courses, just as a bare minimum, to show that they are committed?
But I completely agree with you.
Can I also say something? I think myself also still being a student, it's there's this thing where people think, oh, it's as easy as you need to work hard, and it's not always like saying it that you need to, like 75%, that's a lot. And a lot of people, even that are privileged, myself included, we struggle to pass some of our modules and things, because it's university. It's not easy. If it was easy, then yeah. So I think it's just I get sad when people say it's as easy as, oh, but people are bumming around, they must just work harder, or they must just be more committed. But maybe you are super committed, but nobody sees the fact that you are struggling with your mental health, or you are struggling to pay rent. You have extra jobs that you need to do. Like, you can't just, it's not a lot of people have the privilege to just focus on their studies and just get that done. You have a million things going on.
I just quickly want to add that we need to just be very cognizant of the fact that some of us have been at a place of privilege. We're talking about students who've never even owned a laptop before, who are meeting, who are walking into computer labs for the very first time at university, who've never had access to internet connection, who've never had access to proper textbooks in comparison to other students who've had the privilege of holding a book in class. Mm-hmm. These are some of the most underprivileged South Africans who are just trying to make it in life. And when you're walking into university, the whole environment is new. The partying scene, the whole socializing scene, everything is completely different. But can you imagine how different and how difficult it must be for somebody who you tell, trying to point to a computer lab and they have no idea how the access cards work.
Yeah, you're completely right. And just quickly, just on language also, there are some people who have to go to universities and learn academia in languages they learned in school. Mm. Wow.